Blog Talk Radio.
Hagen, if they would give us a stat report of the nations and how many people are listening. See, I began to realize then that it's a wonderful thing. It's not crazy. It's a wonderful thing to give God millions and even billions of praises every night. Can you imagine how long God has been neglected? How long has he done so many thousands and now millions and billions of things for people, and they haven't really given him the proper praise? Let me put it on your plate. How long have you been doing things for people, and they don't even just take you for granted? How long have you been doing things for people, and they don't appreciate what you've done for them? Multiply God, what he's done for us across the world. How long have we been just neglecting him? And just say, Lord, thank you. And don't even thank him from your heart and just go on. And he's done thousands of things in 24 hours. Just doesn't make any sense. No wonder the Lord gave us the assignment to help people realize across the world how good he's been and to get him billions of praises. I think now, as we calculate the nations that are coming together and thanking God across the world, over 3 billion praises a night, and that's just touching the tip of the iceberg. God deserves much more than that. I keep telling y'all over and again, and you know what? I'm so glad that God taught me that repetition is of God. Because people don't get things one time, you mention it two times, three times. I've been telling some people something seven times, eight times, they still ain't got it. So repetition is of God. Look in the New Testament and the Old Testament especially. You'll see how many times he repeated things over and over again. And sometimes we still haven't gotten it. But I've been telling people, I mean, you know, I discovered how many times your heart beats a minute. Give me 72 times a minute. That means over several thousand times an hour. But I know in 24 hours, over 105,000 times a day. And if you thanked him one time for each time your heart beats, do you know that people in the hospital, their hearts stop beating? And it goes blank. At first it goes deep, deep, that machine, deep, deep. And do you realize how many times a day that machine has gone deep, deep, deep? That's silent. That long tone means that you're gone. Do you realize how many times that has happened today across this world? Deep. And people crying everywhere. Were they crying over you tonight? Think about it. Were they crying over you? You say, well, I'm ready to meet them. Yeah, but what about your loved ones? They're heartbroken too. They don't want to hear God has been good. And so we've come to thank him at least 1,000 times. We'll take your prayer request, let you ask the Lord for something, whatever you want to ask him for. We'll pray for you. But please, don't misuse him. You're going to give your prayer request. You ain't hardly, many times, don't give a thank you report or nothing, just like the other nine lepers. Don't misuse him. be there to thank him. Amen. And open your mouth and thank him. All right, the prayer line is open to you. If you have a prayer request, I certainly want to, every time, as many times as I can, put Dr. Betty on this prayer list. Our daughter, Denitra, Raphael, and all of our grands. The line is open to you. If you have any prayer requests, I wouldn't miss this opportunity, because anytime you put a prayer request forward and people going to thank him 1,000 times in advance for doing your prayer request, I wouldn't miss that. No. But the line is open for anybody else. Otherwise, we just pray for these that I've given. Anybody have a prayer request? The line is open to you.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. I like to have prayer for...
Give us your name.
My name is Friar's son.
Oh, I know that, but I'm just... That's the proper way we do it on the line, so people will
okay,
know.
Okay, I'm Friar's son.
Okay.
And been having some sickness, and I'm doing better, but I know it's because of the prayers.
All right.
You're there.
Your mother, we're praying for her too, Mother Ewer.
Ewer? That's me.
That's you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, my one daughter, Benita.
Is your daughter.
Yes.
You know, that's a good thing. You know, it's wonderful for your daughter to bring your prayer request. That's good. But it's better for you to bring it yourself. Amen. Has the Lord blessed you at all? I remember when you were in the hospital. And
yes.
I remember when
I'm doing
it, was trying
I'm
to kill you. And I know for a fact that God has blessed you.
Yes, he has. He has.
Thank
I appreciate your prayers.
Let me pause, and it's not a particular way, but I just want you to say a word of praise to the Lord and see what happens. Because I told Amazing Grace today, see, and I'm going to preach this message to y'all on this line probably on Friday. I was talking about how to make it through this financial storm.
Oh.
Y'all need to hear this.
Yeah.
I needed to hear this message.
Yeah.
How to make it through this financial storm. And God gave me 7 principles for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
The 7 principles of making it through a financial storm.
Okay.
And I was talking to the people there at Amazing Grace, and I was telling them how important it is that we bring our own requests before the Lord. There was a time we couldn't do it.
Oh.
It's very, very, very important when we bring up our requests before the Lord, and that we praise him.
Yes.
I mean, because you can praise your way to a miracle. So go ahead and give us a praise about what God has done for you, and then I'll come back to the request. Go ahead, Mother Ewer.
Okay. I just praise the Lord, and I thank you all for praying for me and how the Lord delivered me. I am not completely... I'm not completely well, but I am doing much better. I realize that, you know, the Lord opened up the doors and the way for me, and I was asking different people for prayer, especially my family. And they pray for me, and you all pray for me. And I could feel a difference. And I'm doing much better. I thank the Lord, and I know that the Lord says the prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Mm-hmm.
So I look to the Lord and know that there's nothing too hard for him.
Amen. All right, Mother Ewer. I want you just keep saying, I am healed.
Okay.
I'm healed. You have to understand.
I am healed.
Put this scripture down, Matthew 16:19.
Okay.
I'll find it and read it for you right here.
Okay.
says, thank you, Jesus. In Matthew 16:19, God was talking to his disciples, mm-hmm. and you are one. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
And he was talking to us. And then he says to us, behold, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. In other words, keys of the kingdom of heaven means it unlocks something in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
They're keys to heaven. And then he says, after I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, not of earth,
mm-hmm.
but of heaven.
All right.
You remember that everything really, the heavens were made before the earth. So we look to the heavens because that's where Jesus is.
Yeah.
Sitting at the right hand of the Father. I'm going to give
yeah.
you the key to the kingdom of heaven. What is the key? Whatsoever thou shall bind on this earth, on earth, shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shall loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, that scripture is in red writing. What does that mean, Brother Ewan? What does that mean? It's in red writing.
It's in red writing?
That means that who said it? That means that Jesus said it.
Mm-hmm. He just said it.
That means it's coming to pass, Mother. Whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. That's why you have to be careful about what you say, because you bind things by speaking them out, and you loose things by speaking them out.
Okay.
With that tongue. That's why we're on here loosing 1,000 thank yous to the Lord. We loose them, and God said he inhabits the praises of his people.
Yeah.
So that means that he, and then Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, in his name,
yes.
He said he's going to do it that the Father may be glorified. So when you loose those things on this earth, you know, you said a while ago, I'm much better, I'm much better.
Yes.
I'm not completely going to degrade all the way back or whatever you said,
mm-hmm.
But I'm much better. But I would just be loosened, but by his stripes I'm healed.
Yeah,
see, it's all right. To take to him, even the report of the doctor, Lord, the doctor said, I have this or I have that.
Yes.
But in the name of Jesus, by your stripes, Lord, I am healed.
Yes.
And guess what? Heaven says you are healed.
Yes.
That's what you want to get, heaven saying that you're healed. How do you get heaven saying that you're healed? By having enough faith yourself to speak it out.
Yes.
And when you speak it out,
hallelujah.
Heaven will speak it back to you.
All right.
Yeah, so all that teaching that you've been taught many years ago, I love the old school.
Yeah.
But I'm giving you something that really, really will work for you. Don't throw away your old teaching.
Okay.
Just add to it.
All right.
Just add to it this new. It will get you a miracle from God. Amen. Because the old teaching is wonderful. They
yeah.
taught us how to live holy. They taught us how to walk upright. All those things are wonderful. They taught us faith. If you have the faith of a grain of mustard, yeah, that's wonderful. But
yeah.
get this here, right in the scripture, loose it on earth, and God will loose it in heaven. Bind it on earth, and God will bind it in heaven. All right?
All right.
So begin to say, I am healed.
I am healed.
You say, I am healed. What does heaven say? According to scripture, heaven says, when you say, I am healed, mm-hmm. heaven says, you are healed.
That's awesome.
If you say, I bind the enemy, heaven says, we bind the enemy up in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, God is going to bless me financially, guess what heaven says? God is going to bless you financially. Some of y'all should have caught that. I'd be walking around him all day. Lord, you're going to bless me financially. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
All right.
Amen. That'd be part of my 1,000 thank yous or more.
All right.
Amen. You're going to bless me financially. And see what happens.
All right.
See, the word cannot be a lie.
I know
you believe the Bible. So just go on. All right, I got to move here. Anybody else with a prayer request before we move? Right?
314 Ambassador Jones. I want to pray for my sister's marriage. I want to lift Amazing Grace up in prayer and just remember each person on the prayer line tonight.
All right. And I thank you for remembering Amazing Grace.
Amen.
God's going to totally renovate our whole church.
I believe that. Sooner than later.
That's all I need is one person to agree with me. For if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done for you of the Father. So all I needed was one person to say, I believe that. And you did it. So it's going to happen in the name of Jesus. Is there anyone else before we pray tonight? You have a prayer request. Let it be said. Here it is. The line's open to you. All right. God bless you. All you can do is be fair with people and give them the opportunity. Amen. Anybody want to pray for these precious people? We got Dr. Betty, Lenitra and Raphael, Amazing Grace, all of my grandchildren, and Ambassador France and Mother Eura. Amen. That God will completely bring it to fruition. She's healed, but we want God to bring it to fruition where she can feel it and see. Through her experiences in life that she's healed. I'm praying for Benita Fries and her daughter too. Amen. Renata Jones. Amen. She wants prayer. I want prayer for her first, Renata Jones. Amen. And then not only do we want prayer for Renata Jones, but we want prayer for her sister, her sister's marriage. And we don't want the enemy to sift her wheat and destroy her. Amen. Part of it in that message I'm going to bring on Friday about how to make it through a financial storm. Because anytime anything evil is about to happen or happens on this earth, I know what's the cause of it. The cause of it is the love of money. It is the root to all evil. He said, well, no. He cheated on her. He did this, the love of money. Was the bottom line to it. You don't even know what money is. Money is power. It was about power. I can prove it to you, but I'm going to pray tonight. All right. Anybody else with a prayer request? All right. So who wants to pray tonight? Pray for Dr. Betty, Sister Lenitra and Raphael, our grandchildren, Ambassador France and her mother, amen, Missionary Eura. And pray for Renata Jones and her sister's marriage and Amazing Grace. Amen. Who would take that assignment? If you can't remember all the names, just pray. We'll pick it up for you. We'll help us one to another. Go ahead. Who wants to pray tonight? Amen. We'll take that assignment. So many people, so many prayer warriors on here. Why y'all, is that God or is that the enemy trying to not have y'all pray? You've got an opportunity, Ambassador Stiff, Aretha Scott, Ambassador Karen Brown, Ambassador Hagen, Ambassador Renata Jones, Ambassador Wilson, Ambassador Hendricks, all of y'all. I ask you to talk to the Lord. How come y'all can't talk to the Lord? Ambassador-elect Cullen, Ambassador-elect Lucille. Many times that you've had prayer requests. See, I go left on y'all, you know. I don't mind because I'm doing this for God. You can't embarrass him like that. Sister Joyce Long.
And the Stiff is still in church, and I just stepped out just to log in to hear it while I was walking out. God bless you.
Amen. But you're on here, you can say a minute prayer. If you got time for a minute, I'm sure you were in church. Amen. Ambassador Lucille, all of y'all, how come y'all can't talk to God for a minute? Something's more important. Amen. The line is open to you for prayer. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, giving you thanks tonight, Lord. We just thank you for another day to come before your throne and just say thank you, Father, Lord. I pray that as we come, Lord, you just remember all the prayer requests that go before you, Lord. We pray for Sister Betty, Lord. We pray that you touch the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord, and keep her blessed, Lord. Keep her in your amazing grace, Father. And, Lord, we just pray that you give her desires of her heart and bless her each and every day, Father. Lord, we just thank you for the Johnson children, the grandchildren, Father. Watch over them, Father. Lord, I pray a hedge of protection over them, Father. Watch over them each and every day, Father. Keep them healthy and strong, Lord. Keep them working for you, Father. Lord, we pray for Nita Fryerson and her mother, Lord. I lift you up. I lift them up in prayer to you, Father. I pray abundance of health, divine love, peace, and joy up over them, Father. Lord, I pray for my sister's marriage, Lord. Bless it in an abundant way, Lord. Let them look to the hills. Let them look to you, and let them find strength in your love, your peace, Lord. Mend them back together with your precious love, Jesus. Lord, I also pray for myself, Lord. Just bless me in an abundant way, Lord. Help my spirit to stay humble. Help me to be meek, Father. Lord, I also want to pray abundance over amazing grace, Lord. I know in the name of Jesus that someone is going to step forward, Lord, and just renovate this church in a phenomenal way, Lord. And I just pray that your blessing up on the church be soon, Father. I know you come in your own time, but, Lord, we know that we expect miracles because miracles can't happen. So I just pray that you bless amazing grace, Father. And, Lord, bless each and every ambassador. Bless them, Mother, to the nation. Bless each ambassador elect on this line tonight, Father. I just lift them up, Lord. Keep them strong. Keep them just praising your name. I pray this and all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for every person on this prayer line. I've never asked you for this before, but I'm going to ask you in love, Lord. This is my request. Send us people on this line who are anxious to pray for others, who are anxious to talk to you and petition you for others across this nation. So many people are hurting so badly. And, Lord, prayer will change things. So many prayer warriors on this line whose prayers can change their life forever. And yet there seem to be a little drawback spirit or that spirit where they don't have time on this line, at least, to take time to pray for others. I'm asking you to send us people who are anxious to talk to you, anxious to pray, who are sincerely and phenomenally prayer warriors who would petition you and not let you go until you bless their souls. God, we know that Job's word was right when he said in 42 and 10, Job, when he proclaimed that I wasn't even blessed until I remembered others. God broke the captivity of my captivity when I remembered others. God, let these folks be ready. Come on, a prayer line to pray. Because that's what we're all about. Praying and praising you. This is the blog line, but the First Fruits Prayer and Praise Convention. And this blog line is a part of it. We'll become to pray and to praise you for your goodness and kindness. Now, God, bless these people. Give them, Lord, that anxiousness. Maybe we have them right here. But give them that anxiousness to really want to talk to you for others, to be there for others in the name of Jesus. Satan, you a liar. I see you in the name of Jesus. You a liar. I bind you on this earth. The blood of Jesus, you arrogant demon, I bind you on this earth. The blood of Jesus is against you. And God, I pray not only that you would give them anxiousness about talking to you for others, but God, turn around and bless them like they've never seen when they're concerned about other people. And they follow the scripture here that tells that the captivity is lifted when they are concerned about others. Somebody has cancer that could be healed simply because they're concerned about others. Somebody has diabetes that can be healed, has heart trouble and back trouble, stomach trouble, eye trouble and ear trouble. that can be healed, because Satan, I bind you. I bind you. I even hear what your mind is thinking. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. God, thank you for the word. God, I'm trying my best just to say things, whatever you're saying. And God, somebody needs a phenomenal miracle here tonight. And God, you are the phenomenal miracle worker. I'm asking you to work it out for them. While they're trying to figure it out, Lord, I'm asking you to work it out for them. In the name of Jesus, bless them, bless them. Help them, Lord, help them. I'm thanking because I'm obeying your word, because you said not only should I have the mantle of exhorting, but you said that I have to have the mantle of approving. And anytime people won't talk to you and pray for others, that is a time of not exhorting but reproving. And I thank you for it. And Lord, bless them now. Give them, Lord, the desires of their hearts. Amen. Those who will repent in the name of Jesus, let a double portion fall on them. Blessing, a double portion of your blessing fall on them. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We enter our praise now. I want to ask everyone who has a praise form, if you have a praise, I know you do, but open your mouth and help me praise him tonight. In the name of the Father, the enemy, open your mouth, let's praise him. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you,
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, th Thank you.
worship and fellowship through praise to the Lord.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you. I want to give y'all an assignment. Those who are coming on the prayer line in the morning, would y'all all be thinking and working on getting a remedy that would help people, you know, with anything? Anybody know a remedy for gout? Thank God.
Oh, wow.
I don't have a remedy for, let me see, for carpal tunnel or for any type of muscle spasm in your legs or in your feet. You have a remedy for strengthening your eyes. All those kind of things I'm looking for. And y'all can help me. I'm going to remind y'all tomorrow. I guess one of the things, a young man today, he was hurting, you know, holding his jaw, and he was on his way to the dentist on tomorrow. And I said to him, I said, listen, man, do you mind if I help you with something that will help you in your teeth and your gums? Well, see, I used to have pyrrhea, and the Lord healed me. But he showed me a method to do it. And he said, yeah, man, tell me. I said, when you get in the shower, I'm not trying to get personal, but when you get in the shower, turn that shower head after you finish your shower, right at the close, or in the beginning, either way. Anyway, turn that shower head on your mouth and open your mouth and take your finger and work your mouth and pull those lips back and whatever back and let that water hit those gums in every area of your gums. He said, why? What is that for? I said, well, do you remember hearing about houses in Los Angeles being washed off the hill? He said, yeah. I said, well, how did it happen? Just think for a moment. How did it happen? How did it happen that these big mansions get washed off the hill and slide down the hill? He said, because it rained. I said, but what happened in the rain? What happened? He said, it rained a long time. I said, yeah, but what happened? He said, somehow that water got underneath. It must have got underneath those big mansions, and it broke the foundation loose underneath there and broke loose and then washed them down the hill. I said, you're exactly right. I said, water is one of the most powerful weapons in this world. Tsunamis will wash away a whole city. Water. What did God use? He created water, and he used it to wash away the whole earth. Yeah. Then he said, no more water next time but fire. But here, he used water. And I said, that water will get up under that foundation where that dentist can't even, he has to take those sharp things and go in there and try to go under there to dig out under there. He said, but I said, water can go under there and get it out without him taking that sharp instrument and digging out. I said, just wash that, you know, your mouth out as much as you can, every so often with those water picks. That's 100 water picks up there that want to pick out everything. What do you think he uses in your mouth? When he washes it out, he uses a water pick. He got about so many up there in the water, a shower, and he was so helpful. I mean, he was so helped by that. So bring some stuff to the prayer line in the morning that will help people. Y'all got them. I know you do. Think about them. Sit down. Think about what Grandma used to do and et cetera for this and that. God bless you. I love y'all. I'm here for too long. Know that I love you so much. Amen. And no matter what you're going through, I keep on telling y'all that it's going to be all right. Amen. I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. God's going to bless you. God's going to help you. God's going to bring you out. Just keep your hand in his hand. And he will bring it to pass. Amen. Anybody want to say anything else before we go? Anybody? Have I been fair?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Trying to open the door for y'all. Amen. But don't crawl on me. We've gotten past that now. We can't afford to go back to crawling. I mean, how many times have you been on the prayer line? You know, you ought to know me by now. Amen. It's kind of like when you've been around a person a while, you ought to know something about them. You ought to know, you know, basically their trend, what they're going to do. If they're a type of person that will stab you in the back, you ought to know that. If they're a type of person who will pray for you, you ought to be able to know it. You ought to know, you know, what's going to happen on the prayer line. Y'all ought to know that. If you even studied or thought about it one moment, you ought to know that I'm going to ask you for your prayer request. I'm going to ask you for praise reports. And I'm going to ask people to pray. Y'all ought to know that. Nothing new to you. Amen. I shouldn't have to even say this now. But, I mean, you know, come on, come on, come on. Open your eyes. Wake up. Wake up. You know I'm going to do that. I mean, so, I mean, you come prepared when you know somebody's going to do something. You know that. You know on the prayer line, on Mondays we're trying to get it to you that we're working on health tips. But you got to listen. If you don't even think and listen, then you won't know that on Mondays we're having health tips. We had it two Mondays in a row now. This will be the third Monday. But you ought to open your eyes and know that. You ought to know that Friday is your chief day. You ought to open your eyes. Something ought to click on you somewhere, you know. So, excuse me for saying all these things. I know somebody will say, well, he's just fussing at us tonight. But no, I'm not. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. If you listen to me, it will be a blessing to you. Because I'm trying to get it from God. And God is trying to help all of us, including me. So if you would allow me to. But I learned one thing. You can't help people who don't want to be helped. You just leave them alone, because all you're going to do is make them mad. And then they'll start blaming you and finding fault, anything you try to do. So just if you can't, if they won't receive it, just let them. The Bible says it. What does the Bible say there? It says when you go into a city or you go into a person or whatever, and they won't receive anything you're trying to do or anything you're saying, just go ahead and leave them alone. Shake the dust from your feet and go to somebody else who will receive it. And that's scriptural. So I'm just trying to help you. Amen. And that's why it pushed me tonight. I've been trying to help y'all over and over and over and over again. And y'all still crawling. I just ask God to send people who really want to pray to him. Send people who really want to have faith and believe. Send people who really want to talk to God and pray and pray for their friends. Amen. Amen. You think the prayer line is going to go down? Everything I'm doing is scriptural. That is scriptural, to pray and ask God. Because he said, shake the dust from your feet. Well, Lord, give me some people who really want to talk to you. It's a privilege to talk to God. We all try to make it look like it's pulling teeth to talk to him. Well, he ain't like that. You want him to talk to you because he'll tell you things that will help you and bless you like never before. God bless you. And y'all have a wonderful night. But it's going to be all right, whatever you're going through. I love you. God bless you. Let's do the Holy Ghost rehab. That's a good way to go. Come on. God bless all of y'all. Have a wonderful night. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night to you. I recognize that Ambassador Jones.
Good night.
Am I right about it?
You are. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Anybody else want to send a shout out? God bless you.
Ambassador Hendrix, shout out to everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Amen. Won't y'all, before y'all go, can y'all write this down? 2 Timothy 4 and 2. 2 Timothy 4 and 2. Read that. Would y'all please? God bless you. 2 Timothy 4 and 2. These are instructions that I have from the Lord. My instructions. I want you to. 2 Timothy 4 and 2. My instructions. All right? God bless you. Have a good night.